with security ministers and security officials for emergency talks about how to handle the Iranian seizure of a British flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Among the potential responses Britain is considering is the prospect of imposing economic sanctions on Iran. May's government is expected to update members of Britain's parliament on the situation on Monday. Meanwhile, Britain is using video and audio of the incident as proof that Iran overstepped its authority, Reuters' Mia Wormersley reports.
The audio recording obtained by monitoring agency Driad Global is said to describe the moment the tanker was ordered to change direction just before the troops boarded the vessel and the subsequent response from a British warship warning against interfering.
You must not impair, impede, obstruct, or hamper the passage of the MV Stena Imperio.
The vessel's now being held in the Iranian port of Bandar Abbas. Its crew of 23 is still on board. Iran said on Sunday that they were all safe and in good health. Also on Sunday, Iran's ambassador to Britain warned against escalating tensions. That as a UK official declined to rule out sanctions in response to Tehran's seizure of the oil tanker.
That is Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump will press Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan for assistance in advancing the peace process in Afghanistan when the two leaders meet at the White House on Monday in their bid to reset strained relations between the two countries. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace negotiations with Taliban insurgents who are fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. The months-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue has brought the two adversaries in the 18-year Afghan war close to concluding a peace agreement to pave the way for ending the war. This is VOA News. A leading House Democrat says Special Counsel Robert Mueller will give very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler told Fox Television this is a president who has violated the law 6 ways from Sunday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer at a news conference says having Robert Mueller testify will let the American people hear from him some key findings of his report that some may not be aware of if they did not read the whole report.
One, it shows unequivocally the Russians had interfered seriously in our election. And two, it shows that the president did a lot of things to try and prevent the investigation from occurring. Even with if Mueller just reads what's those parts of the reports that say that, it's going to shake up a lot of people.
Mueller is set to testify before two House committees Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election and if Mr. Trump obstructed justice and trying to derail the probe. President Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's party took a commanding lead in Sunday's snap parliamentary election, consolidating the power of the novice politician whose stunning rise has upended traditional politics in the war-scarred nation. We get more from Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
President Volodymyr Zelensky had no prior political experience before winning a landslide victory in April. But he found his authority stymied by a cabinet mostly loyal to his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko. The 41-year-old called for snap parliamentary elections, and on Sunday, that gamble seems to have paid off. Exit polls showed his Servant of the People party far ahead of its nearest challenger, although possibly short of a majority. The Russian-friendly opposition platform was placed in a distant second, followed by Poroshenko's party and that of a former prime minister, Yulia Tymoshenko. Zelensky ran as an outsider who would tackle corruption and raise living standards in one of Europe's poorest countries.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele held a new chapter in his country's relationship with the United States, thanking Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for being the first top U.S. diplomat to visit his country in 10 years. For his part, Secretary Pompeo praised Bukele's shift toward the United States. Pompeo also praised El Salvador for declaring it does not recognize what he termed the corrupt Maduro regime as the legitimate government of Venezuela. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
I was broken from from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that